听力课堂，听 class.com。
In the past year, you distanced yourself from Israel and gave a photo to the Prime Minister. Do you think this policy was a mistake?
Well, let me first of all say that the premise of your question was wrong, and I entirely disagree with it. If you look at every public statement that I've made over the last year and a half, it has been a constant reaffirmation of the special relationship between the United States and Israel, that our commitment to Israel's security has been unwavering.
Reports about the demise of the special U.S.-Israel relationship aren't just premature, they're just flat wrong. There's a depth and richness of this relationship that is expressed every day.
I address you today as Queen of 16 United Nations member states and as head of the Commonwealth of 54 countries. For over six decades, the United Nations has helped to shape the international response to global dangers. The challenge now is to continue to show this care and convening leadership while not losing sight of your ongoing work to secure the security, prosperity, and dignity of our fellow human beings.
From this creek in Northern Virginia to the National Mall in Washington, D.C., to the beaches of the Jersey Shore, the city pools in New York, and Pleasure Bay in Boston, the goal was simple.
Trying to beat the heat.
With the weekend serving as just a warm-up and temperatures expected to hit the triple digits along much of the Northeast coast today, it's a good time to remember the old adage.
It's the humidity that really gets everybody. You know, you really got to be careful.
A judge in California is deciding whether to put that 24-year-old troubled actress in jail. The judge ruled there will not be any testimony about the alcohol monitor bracelet that she wears on her ankle, the one that went off on June 7th. The judge said that scram device was a condition of her bail, not her probation.